Here with me now is Zara Rogers. She's a member from Rohini Shamrock, and she's telling us a bit about Fit for Life. Hi Zara, how are you?
Grand, thanks.
Nice to have you in here today. So can you tell us a bit, what is Fit for Life?
Okay, I suppose I got involved with Fit for Life back in 2010, and I think the concept around it was to get people get active and become involved with a group, and really said embark upon the concept of Fit for Life. So it's not about running the fastest time in a race or whatever, it's about getting out running and maintaining that, so continuing to run. So I possibly have achieved a bit of that because I started back in 2010, and they have a series of races each year in October. So it's 6 races. It's on every Wednesday evening. And basically, if you complete all 6, you get a, a trophy. And it's not about completing it in the fastest time. It's about going down there, doing the 2-mile circuit, and doing it over a period of 6 weeks. So that's when I got started, and kind of each year you go back down and do the races.
Oh, that sounds great. So it's not really competitive, but it's something for yourself, right?
Yeah, it is. And I suppose it was my husband who got me involved. He would have run when he was a lot younger, and then he came back to running in probably about 2008, 2009. And he kept saying to me, you could do that, you could run 2 miles. And I was going, no. And lucky enough, he bought me a pair of runners and said, go on, give it a try. So I actually started off by getting back into walking. And then I used to kind of run 2 lampposts, then 3 lampposts. And then just I said, right, I'll go down and try this thing of running 2 miles. And I did it. And then, you know, back then you kind of go, God, the sense of achievement that you actually managed to run 2 miles and you didn't have to stop and things like that. So kind of from there is just the benefits of that. So it's not only the physical benefits of, like, I work full time, I've 3 kids. At the time, back in 2010, my youngest was 2. I was just having that little bit of mental space for yourself that, you know, you did something for yourself as opposed to everybody else in the family. And so I've continued to run, and some years, yeah, I'm faster, other years I'm slower, and you kind of go, oh, that's okay, at least I'm still out running and still doing something for myself.
Yeah, that's always good to have something for yourself and that you actually enjoy running, because I think if it's a dread, you don't keep running and you're not staying motivated. But if you know it's for yourself and it's kind of a relaxation, it's quite good, I guess.
It's true. And sometimes you do get hung up on what your time is. And like, I know I'm 3 minutes slower than I was 3 years ago. But you have to remind yourself that's not why you're running. There's the broader benefits, so be it the camaraderie that you get from running with a group, the whole thing, yeah, that you're doing physical activity. And sometimes you might be running faster, but you might be running longer distances, so you're challenging yourself. And the other side, I'd say, is it is good to actually do competitive races, you know, and it's not to win a prize, it's to say, well, I covered those, be it the 5K, the free park runs, or the 2-mile races that we have then in the club. We have a summer series on at the moment, or be it a 10-mile race or even a half marathon. It's just to say, you know, I got up this morning and I did that, as opposed to turn off the alarm and go back asleep. You know, that you do challenge yourself and you do things. And when you run with a group, like, you'll always find somebody at your pace. You'll always find somebody that can fit into your schedule. There's a friend of mine, the two of us run together because both our kids do dancing on a Monday and Wednesday night. So while they're in dancing, we'll do a 45-minute run. And it's finding that time like that to fit it into your schedule.
So what would you recommend for people if they want to start running? How could they get involved into Fit for Life?
Well, as I say, the Fit for Life in Rohini Shamrocks is mainly starts in October. And as I said, it's a series of 6 races. So The one thing would be to look on our website, which is, but there's other clubs, like there's Clonliffe, haven't run yet. Well, start running and either start by walking, or there's a load of apps you can download, like Couch to 5K, and just even like, right, try run 2 lampposts, then the next time try run 3 lampposts, and just give yourself little challenges. Try link up with a group. A lot of people that have became involved with our club came down originally to do the Fit for Life series, and then actually joined up to be full members of the club. And it's really supportive, because even there on Tuesday night we had our summer series race, and everybody waits for the last person and claps them across the line, you know. And you know, say I'm kind of in the latter half of the race, and I stop and wait for the next person to come in and say well done, and that continues on from the person who's first right into the person who's last. So it's very encouraging to people, and it's not about, as I said, being the fastest, it's about achieving that goal. So look up on the Athletics Ireland website, or look up for Raheny or Clonliffe or any of the clubs that are near people, and ask about their Fit for Life series that will generally start in October.
Thanks very much. Is there anything you would like to add about yourself, about Fit for Life, about Raheny Shamrock, which you haven't said before?
I don't think so, no. Just for people to, you know, if you're sitting at home thinking about it, don't think, go do it. You know, get yourself a decent pair of runners, get out there and do it. And like, some people dip in and out, because everybody's lives are busy. So yeah, some people can commit and run 5 times a week. Other people can just commit twice a week, and that's fine, and do what's at your pace as opposed to somebody else's pace. But just get out and do it. Like, I was 42 when I started running. It's something I never thought I'd do. 6 years later, I'm still doing it or whatever, you know, so it's a good opportunity to do.
Thanks very much for having
me. No problem. Take care. Okay,
yeah, bye. Bye-bye. That was Sarah Rogers, a Raheny Shamrock member.